Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Bert. I'm the lead pastor at True North Community Church. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. I'm going to have a little something to say to you at the end, but for now, let's dive in. Welcome and good morning. We're so, so glad that you made it. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for making the effort to get here for church. And a very special good morning to you. If you're visiting, if today's your first time with us and you just walked in this morning to check things out, it's great to have you. My name is Bert. I'm one of the pastors here. And if you are visiting, man, you came on a great day. We're really, really excited to have our friends from Send Musicians to Prison here with us. You're going to hear some more about that in just a moment. Real quick, the ushers will be coming forward shortly to receive this morning's offering. So take a moment to prepare for that. If you are visiting, please don't feel any obligation to give. We're just really glad that you made it. And also, if you wouldn't mind, just join me in saying a good morning and just welcoming everybody joining us on the live stream at truenorthchurch.tv. If you're streaming now or downloading later in the week, it's really, really good to have you guys with us as well. Let's clap it up for the internet fam real quick. Love you guys. So Send Musicians to Prison is a ministry that brings the light of Jesus into some very dark places through the gift of music. And we've been partnering with these guys. Some of you, if you've been coming to our church for a while, you know. It was founded by a guy named Nathan Lee, who's a dear friend of mine. Nathan and I go back a long ways. We grew up together. This ministry was founded in 2009, so they are this January going to celebrate their 10th year in ministry, and we've been supporting them since day one. You guys have been supporting them since day one. So today's kind of a bit of a celebration of your generosity and what God has done in, with, and through Send Musicians. So I'm psyched. Nathan's here. He's brought a couple of guests with him who I know you're going to love. And if you're like me, each year when Nathan visits, I always think, and I know many of you do too, man, I just want to hear some more of that. Like, I just want to hear, where can I get some more of that? Tonight at 6 p.m., these guys are returning here to do a free concert for us just to say thank you for the support that we've given them over the years. So if you're not busy, get here at 6. If you are busy, cancel those plans and get here at 6 and make sure you're here, because it's going to be an amazing night. We're in for a great morning. With that, I'm going to pray and go ahead and step out of the way. We're going to show you a little video of what God's been doing in this ministry so you can kind of get a little bit of a better idea. And with that, let's bow our heads and we'll kind of dive in together. Father, we love you very much, and we're so grateful that we get to play a part in your amazing story. And we thank you for Nathan and the team of people that you've raised up around him who are doing this incredible work. We give you glory today. We thank you that we've gotten to play a small part in it. Bless us as we draw near, as we listen in, and as we continue to play the part you've given us to play in your amazing story. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Ushers.
Dear Robert, I got your letter, and I'm writing you to remind you of a few things. First of all, you are loved. And there are many of us who have been thinking about you. We see you, and we can't wait to see you again. I know your days are filled with monotony. I know that you see things in black and white and moving slow. And I know you didn't dream of your life turning out like this. The truth is, I never dreamed of mine turning out like this either. And the irony in all of this is that a song is what brought us together. In the middle of your story, in the middle of my story, I know the one thing I can give you is a song. The last 10 years, I've been traveling around the country with my friends to every prison that will let us in. We are not going to stop. So please don't lose hope. We are in this together. I realize a song can't change everything, but I know it can change us. I believe as music has saved my life, that music can save yours too. I know you don't know what your future holds, neither do I. But we have a choice every day to be joyful in hope. I am your champion, and I am your friend, and I believe in you. I'll see you soon. And always remember, you matter no matter what. I love you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. It means a lot. So, as Bert said, we're coming into our 10th year, and you're part of this. So, for anybody here this morning for the first time or doesn't know what's going on, you're going, what's that? That is what exactly kind of what it sounds like. Musicians, prisons. We get them there. Make sense? Cool. 10 years ago, we would not have imagined that we'd be standing here today. At least I didn't. I was coming out of a crazy career as an artist, and I didn't even know I was coming out of it. And I found myself on the bathroom floor of a hotel in a bad place. And a friend of mine was driving by that hotel that day in Hollywood. Randomly, you could call it, or coincidence, you could call it. I don't believe it was either. He picked me up and took me into a jail, which is not really how it normally works. He was just going as a musician to play a jail. I've come to learn over the last 10 years, it takes a lot of advanced work for someone to get into a jail to do a concert. So, in short, what this organization does, the bulk of its heavy lifting, concerts, songwriting workshops in maximum security facilities. I ask myself nearly every day, why are we doing this? Because these people matter. Regardless of our opinion, they matter. And so there is now a community of songwriters and musicians around the country that are going into facilities because of this organization. And this would not have happened without you guys. So thank you very much for being a part of this. This morning, like Bert said, is really a lot about celebrating the last 10 years. It hasn't really fully clicked in my mind till I saw the video for this morning and I went, wow, we're about to do this. Walking into the 10th year. We're gonna share this morning some stories, some songs. The songs you're gonna hear this morning have all been created by these songwriters in songwriting workshops inside of prisons. And I'm gonna let them tell you a little more about their experience, but it truly is because of these writers, because of you, that we're able to go into these facilities and remind people, men and women, that they are important, that they matter. So let's just get this moving, because this really, this morning, is about stories of healing and of hope and ultimately music. So, if you hang around the Nashville circles much, which I guess most of you don't, but if you did, you'd have heard about this gentleman who's going to get this kicked off. This is Mr. Philip LaRue.
Thanks, Nathan. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. This organization's really special. They do a lot of incredible things. One of the things that they do is they always have once a year this time where they focus on the Beatitudes. And they invite musicians like myself to come in and to hang out with the inmates and to dive into the Beatitudes. Well, I got to dive into the first Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, and just hang out with about 26 inmates from all different backgrounds. But they're all in prison, and we got to hang out and talk and fellowship, and it was an incredible experience for me. And then I left with journal entries, so 26 individual journal entries from each of these inmates about their life, about their story. A lot of regret, a lot of remorse, a lot of hope, a lot of tears. And as I had this incredible privilege of reading all these journal entries from these guys, I realized, man, if I didn't know that these men were in prison, I could be writing the same journal entry. You know, it's like, I am these guys. The only difference is that they're behind bars and I'm not. And I started realizing we're one and the same. I have the same amount of regrets. I struggle with shame. I struggle with fear. And we in this room might not ever experience what it's like to be an inmate, but we have created prisons around ourselves, right? Prisons of fear, prisons of insecurity, prisons of comparing ourselves to others. We all struggle with that. And I was thinking through that as I was trying to write the song based upon these 26 journal entries and thinking about how God's grace and love is not only for those behind bars, but also for us in this room with our own stuff that we're walking through. You might be walking through something today that just feels like too much. I just can't do it. Well, this song is for you. This song is for the prisoners, and this song is for myself. I've been running from the past. Yeah, I've been on the run, blaming everybody else for who I've become. I've been running from the tears. Now they're falling like rain. Why'd it take me all these years to finally face myself and you? Oh God of grace, this wider than all of my sin. Oh God of grace, this deeper than this hurt within. Oh God of power, greater than all of my mistakes. Why'd it take me all this time, finally face myself and you? When I see myself through your eyes, all I see is love. When I see myself through your eyes, all I see is love. You don't see me for my past, for who I was. All you see is love. Through your eyes, all I see is love. You don't see me for my past, for who I was. No, you don't see me for my past, for who I was. All you see is love.
Well, very much like Philip LaRue, if you're hanging around songwriting circles in Nashville, you'll also hear of this lady here. We met 4 or 5 years ago in Nashville, and over those years, staying in touch, she's writing, a touring artist, she kind of dove head first, heart first, into working with some musicians, and she's now a songwriting teacher in the women's prison in a school. And we're going to tell you more about that school in a little bit. But as much as I love Kashana and her music, I am the biggest fan of her heart. This is Kashana Armstrong.
So my first experience with send musicians to prison was to come up to Rikers Island. And I got to play for the women's block and the adolescent block. And I had so much take away from that it stuck with me. And I was just like, how can I continue to give my time and my efforts to this great cause? And when some musicians started this academy with the women down in Nashville, I was honored to get the call to be a part and teach songwriting. And I'm used to writing with, you know, one or two other artists in a room. You know, we have a few hours set aside in the day and you write a song, but this was writing with, we ended with writing this song with 8 women. So 8 minds, 8 ideas, 8 backgrounds, 8 people going through their own story. And one thing that kept coming up in our class, you know, we wrote a few different songs, you know, but this is the one we stuck on. And the theme that kept coming back was, I am enough. It took a lot of these women, they said that being incarcerated was what brought them closer to God. If they hadn't been locked up, they wouldn't be clean. They wouldn't have known and learned who God really was and how he sees them. And I myself was walking through my own battle and feeling broken. And to be honest, you know, to sit with women that are in their, at their rock bottom, to come with them on even level plane, and just share in that. And I had them, like, sit and face one another and speak into one another the strengths that they saw. Like, how often do we do that to ourselves? How often are we looking in the mirror and saying, these are the qualities that are great about you? Usually it's like, oh, no, I got this little belly on me. You know, my left eye's lazy. It goes to the right a little bit, you know. But these women, you know, we made it an effort and a homework assignment, and something I wanted them to continue to do is to speak life into themselves, but also each other. And this song it was an effort, took us a few weeks. It had different versions, but it's a message that I need for sure. This is I Am Enough.
Look in the mirror. Who I see looking back brings back all my fears. I'm not weakest and only, yes, I was met with the love. That's when I realize that yes, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I searched high and low looking for love. I know now. Search high and low to come back to the place where I am enough. All through my life I've fought my abuse and my addictions. When I hit rock bottom, I found my conviction. And my weakest and loneliest, I was met with the love. That's that's when I realized that yes, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. I searched high and low looking for love. I know now I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. I searched high and low to come back to the place where I am enough. Is not who I am. This was where I take my stand. It's all a part of His holy plan. Oh, my past is not who I am. I place my mask in His hand. This is when new life begins. I am enough. At my deepest and loneliest, I was met with the love. That's when I realized that yes, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. I searched high and low looking for love. I know now I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. I searched high and low to come back to the place where I am enough. I searched high.
Right? You love her now as much as I love her. So, you might have just heard us talking about this school. Like, what? Did you hear about a school? Early on, many years ago, my first time playing in a women's block was in LA County. And it was, wow. It was just amazing. And I was uneducated and unprepared. And over the years, became conversations of how can we do more for the female community. And so those conversations turned into meetings with a sheriff in Nashville, or the sheriff, and that meeting turned into a weekly Bible study, and that morphed into what is now in Nashville a live-in school for women called the Academy. It's a remarkable program, and it operates in semesters like school does. And it's best that I introduce you to the woman who now runs the Academy for Send Musicians to Prison. This is Joanna Lampa.
Hey everybody, I'm Joanna, and I have had the joy of seeing one part of the many sides of Send Musicians come to life this year. So this June, we started our first semester of the Academy. You can see some of the girls who participated in the Academy in a slide that's coming up here. But basically, this time last year, it was just a dream. And this June, we moved in 14 of our first participants all into the same pod together, and we started the Academy. So basically, Nathan and I, as we were discussing what this would look like, we put together a lot of the tools that had helped us and sustained us, helped us stay afloat, and given us freedom through our own ups and downs. And we also put together a ton of really creative and talented people in our community, like Kashana. God just provided an army of educators to come alongside this program. So we do 9 weeks of 3 classes a day, 5 days a week for these participants. And those of you that have given to this program, you have given these women that you can see here tools that no one can ever take away from them. Tools that are crafted from classes like boundaries, nutrition, alternatives to violence. We have an intensive 3-day-a-week Bible class where they just truly get to know the story of the Bible and who God is, and that He does care about them and that He will move heaven and earth to be with them. We also have classes like Pilates and yoga, budgeting, and understanding forgiveness. So like Nathan said, we wanted to encapsulate mind, body, and spirit healing. And one thing Nathan always says is we're teaching them how to get out of their own way so that they never have to come back to jail again. So that's kind of the heart of what we do. And as you looked at their faces, I wanted to tell you a few of their stories of the moments of breakthrough that some of the participants had themselves. One girl told me, probably the first week into the last school, that she had been through a lot of recovery programs before and other programming. But what was happening in her heart during these creative, expressive classes like art and songwriting was she was going deeper to a place she never had before when she was just learning information like coping skills. She was actually releasing things, and she was feeling freedom replace those things. Another graduate shared with us that because of what she learned in the boundaries class and the conversations we had in boundaries, she actually decided for the first time to testify against her pimp. And she just shone light. She decided to shine light on the abuse and manipulation that had been covered up for years because of what she had learned practically in this class about her own worth. And we have another really cool expressive therapeutic class called Floral Arrangement. It was Nathan's idea, and it has gone over awesome. Inside the facility, we bring in huge buckets of flowers, and it's just a really cool sensory experience for them. And one girl who had come from a really hard past, she told me that when she was holding the flowers and smelling them and touching them and moving them, she was like, "Joanna, it was just an hour of my freedom back." So we've just experienced God really shake things up to be able to draw near and draw close to them, to pull out things that they thought were forgotten or written off or lost in themselves, and see themselves again. I really believe these women are leaders in their community. And like Kashana's song that they wrote, just realizing that they are enough, that they have it in them to really move forward and never come back to this place. And in that same floral arrangement class, they made flower crowns. And those flower crowns they put on their head, they pretended to take pictures with their fingers of each other, pretended to walk down the aisle on their wedding day. I just saw them see themselves so differently and so humanly. And that day we read out of Isaiah together, "He will give you a crown of beauty for ashes." And if there would be anything that I could say this school has given for me and for this population is beauty for ashes. So 9 weeks feels really short with these participants, but we feel so close to them. We feel God just relentlessly pursuing them, showing them that he's good, that it's not too late. And I've learned so much from them about having freedom. Even no matter what your surroundings are like, you can be free inside. So that's what they've shown me. And since it is 9 weeks, we actually partnered with a reentry home, a local reentry home in Nashville, that when they saw our program, they're like, "Whoever goes through this, we want it in our program." So we've got to partner also on the outside and provide an avenue for them like that. So our next school starts on Monday, actually, after this Thanksgiving week. And I would just love to ask if you could just carry those 14 girls in your heart. Just know that they're about to be stepping into something wild and something really brave of them to step into. And just pray with us as we make a way for the King to make beauty out of all of our ashes. Thank you.
She's awesome too. I get to work with awesome people. What she didn't tell you is how hard she works, what the days are like, what the stories are like. So if you want to talk to Joanna after, she's got some good stories, man. The goal for the upcoming year is to replicate the Academy here in New York. We'll see. We get a lot of big ideas, and fortunately I hang out with people that are smarter than me that tell me to slow down and, you know, bring it back to reality. But that is the goal, to see if we can replicate the Academy here in New York. So, before we leave you this morning, I'm going to share one more song with you. I got to attend this songwriting workshop with Philip about the Beatitudes. And it's been a while since I've written a song. So I came into this as a musician, as a songwriter, as 100 kinds of crazy. That part still exists. But these days I have to do a lot of grown-up work to keep this thing working. You know, emails and phone calls with wardens and chaplains and meetings. So many meetings. Like a grown-up. It's so difficult. And as it grows, you know, we're realizing within board meetings, staff meetings, hanging out with talented people such as these two, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot to learn. And in the midst of it all, I have to keep asking myself, okay, As this organization grows, what am I doing and why are we doing it? Thursday of this past week, we did an event at Rikers Island. And as you know, Thursday is when everything went crazy in New York. I got out of Rikers at 2 o'clock and I was for certain I'd get out of the city on time. You probably thought the same. And it took me till midnight. I had 10 hours in the Send Musicians to Prison van. Just me, PA system, and a whole lot of thoughts. And I had to ask myself while I was sitting on the highway watching people completely unglued, why are we doing this? And the answer to the question of why do we continue every day to bring more music, more hope, more reminders of no shame is constant. The answer is unconditional love. We go to remind people they matter. That's it, period at the end of the sentence. And it's super hard to make it happen. By the time Philip LaRue or Kashana Armstrong gets to the back of a correctional facility, it's been weeks of advanced work. There are sound engineers, equipment, PA, to get to the room, program managers. How do they decide which inmates get to that room? I don't know. And we have those moments all around the country now. We work Nashville, New York, Los Angeles, all in efforts to remind people they matter. And out here, on our hardest day, we may hear thank you, or job well done, or get a hug, or a handshake. A lot of times in correctional facilities, just those gentle reminders of love don't exist. So I just want to say before we leave this time together this morning that I can't thank you enough. We're walking into a decade together. I know we don't all know each other, but we get to partner and we get to dance together in this really messy, weird, beautiful version of love, music, prison, God. And I can't thank you enough. And as I leave you with this song, I will say it was an interesting experience to be part of this because there was a cancellation in this last writing workshop that we did. And so I thought, well, I couldn't get anybody involved. I'm going to come out of retirement. And it scared me, because being a songwriter and an artist requires vulnerability. And I'd been going through the motions a lot, working, being a grown-up. And I realized I'm just not a good grown-up. And so I learned a lot about myself in these last few months. And the beatitude that I was given was, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, which I had to revisit a lot through the process. What does it mean to be persecuted for righteousness? Does that make us a martyr? And in short, I took the journal entries from all the inmates and sat them on top of a piano like this. And one of the things that I realized is, no matter how confusing it may be to find yourself in a difficult place in your faith where you feel or know that you're persecuted, God stands true. And in the midst of it, sometimes his love is unspoken.
Me deep inside,
I got my ways of working it out in time. And where's the sense in love unspoken? 'Cause your kind of love hangs love on a cross, asking for love to love all who were lost. For silence when I got a war inside. It seems to me like you want me to lose my mind. Go ahead and show me love unspoken. Your kind of love hangs love on a cross, asking for love to love all who are lost. Thank you for having us. God bless you.
I don't know. It's just all so beautiful, isn't it? It's so beautiful, the work that they're doing, these guys. I read you a couple of verses. This is from Matthew chapter 25. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence. And he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. That passage goes on to tell us that as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And that's Jesus speaking in the first person. What we're getting from the Bible here is that's Jesus in prison that these guys are ministering to and caring for and loving. And the work is altogether beautiful. I had a rare opportunity this summer. My last visit to Nashville, I was with Nathan and he had, I mentioned it in church because I was all excited about it. He got me tickets to see Toto because I'm an 80s kid and so is he. So we went together, we went to a concert together in Nashville. But the night before the concert, the day before the concert happened to be the day of the graduation for all the women coming through the academy in the women's prison in Nashville. And Nathan got me onto the list that I could get into the prison and see the work and see, be there for the ceremony and meet these women. You guys, you just can't believe how cool it is, how their lives are changing. It's so good. But if I'm being truthful, and I'm just going to shoot straight with you, with Nathan, I'm a little worried, man. I'm a little worried about that dude. He's doing like 4 jobs, and he's starting to burn out a little bit. And I know a little something about being in the midst of personal turmoil and having a lot of heavy, crushing stuff on you emotionally and feeling the weight of a ministry alongside that. It's hard. So Send Musicians is right now trying to raise the funds to hire a full-time operations director. Nathan needs somebody to do the logistics and handle the stuff that he can't be handling and shouldn't be handling. And if they could pull that off, Nathan could go from having 4 jobs to maybe just having 2, which might be a little bit more manageable. But it's going to take some support. So we're asking, this is not an ask for us, we're just asking, if you're able to, would you consider doing something monthly for Send Musicians to Prison? We're one of the only churches that supports this ministry, which hurts me deeply, but it's a fact. What that means is even small donations can mean a lot of money, a big difference. So a small amount of money can make a big amount of difference. So if you're able to do something like $100 a month, rock on, do it. But if you can only do $10 a month or $15 a month or whatever, small amounts make a big difference to this ministry. Pull out your phone, visit sendmusicianstoprison.com. There's a button right on the front page that says donate here. You can set up a monthly donation, easy as that. And in doing so, you and I can play the part that God's given us to play in this particular ministry. And it's one I'm so excited about. I hope you guys are planning to come back here tonight at 6 p.m. I hope you'll be here. It's going to be an amazing concert. I can't wait. And hope to see you guys a little later, and I hope you'll take an opportunity on your way out. Nathan and Philip and Kishana and Joanna will be outside if you want to meet them or talk to them a little bit. And with that, I'm going to close in prayer, and we'll be on our way. Will you guys bow your heads with me real quick? Father, we love you so much. We give you glory this morning. We thank you for who you are and what you've done in our lives. And we thank you for who you are and what you've done in the work of Send Musicians to Prison. Bless this ministry, we pray, Father. Bless Nathan and the team around him. Keep these guys healthy, Father. Keep them physically healthy, emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, mentally healthy. Keep them healthy in every sense of the word that they might continue to do this incredible work, glorify you, and play the part that you've given them to play in your story. Now help us, Father, to play the part you've given us to play as we support them in the work they're doing. In Jesus' name. Hey, thanks once again for taking the time to listen. It's an honor to have you with us. If you'd like to support our church financially and help us continue to put this content out there for free, that would be a really big deal to us. We're completely supported by the contributions of the people that come to our church. And if you'd like to help, you can do that online at truenorthchurch.net/give, or you can do it with a text message. Just text the word True North to 77977 on your cell phone, and you'll get a prompt leading you through how to do that. Thanks again for dialing in. See you soon. Bye-bye.